After walking across the Art Public exhibition in Collins Park and Bass Museum, John Stewart, Osceola's High's art, art history, and literature teacher, and his students take a break for lunch and to talk about what they learned.
We live in such a great area for art in St. Petersburg and Sarasota that I try to get kids out of the classroom and into our wonderful world of art, the DALI, the Museum of Fine Arts, the Ringling, the Chihuly, as much as I can. An email came and said the Bass Museum was offering free admission to their part of the Art Basel show, and I thought, well, why not? So we got on a bus at 5 o'clock this morning. We drove 4.5 hours, and we got here, and we've been going through the Bass Museum. What is so exciting about this to me is that we've spent 2 weeks looking at modernism, postmodernism, Dada, and the kids are seeing what is in the classroom actually being used, actually being employed in the art world. They're here in a city which is celebrating art, very exciting. They're here among all this great Art Deco, and there's nothing that you can compare in real experience within the classroom. The other cool thing is they're eating Cuban sandwiches. Tonight we're going to eat at a Cuban restaurant, so they're getting outside of their Panera world. They're experimenting not only with art, but also with food.
Stewart told the students experiencing art is complex. Besides the Art and Museum and Expo Hall, there's also the urban architecture.
I love the Art Deco hotels. You're just moving through another sleek world. And as we were coming down here, a kid said, wow, you know, in those movies where they always show people coming to Florida, it's just like this. And they're right. On the radio, you can't imagine how vivid the colors are, how blue the sky is, how wonderful it is to be here.
Kylie Crook, the education program manager at Miami's Bass Museum of Art, who invited the students to participate at the event, says that the number of students and adults visiting the Bass Museum and Art Public has quadrupled since last year.
We were able to offer these tours for free for Miami-Dade public schools or public schools in general. All they have to do is get the bus, and then they're really excited to get the kids out, and usually everyone, you know, the energy of Art Basel coming with all the satellite fairs is huge, so they're just glad to be a part of it.
Brian Ziga, one of the students, knows that she can benefit from this trip while studying for her finals.
It's really beautiful down here, and the art is amazing. There's so many different types, specifically what we're studying right now.
Emily Harris is a student in the AP course Three-Dimensional Art. She creates art at school every week and is ready to take the inspiration back home.
And it's giving me a lot of ideas for what I might do. I can't copy it, but I'll try and use the ideas and emotions that I got from this show. I'm thinking I'm going to do something with the mind and psychosis and a lot of like facial expressions and stuff, because I got really inspired by an artist upstairs, and he did a lot of marble sculptures of the face, and it was really interesting to me.
Another student, Brian Nguyen, found encouragement from Art Basel.
It's really inspiring seeing all of the art because it comes from so many different styles and so many different perspectives that it really makes me want to just go back home and like start sketching again. And it can also influence not just visual art, but writing as well, or performance art in some cases.
As we finish talking, John Stewart and his students line up to go to the main Art Basel Expo Hall. For more information about Art Basel and parallel events in Miami, visit their website at artbasel.com. For WMNF News, I'm Linka Davis in Miami Beach.